Countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Check out tens of thousands of technical articles on our new knowledge hub on farmersjournal.ie.
But first, where I am now, the sun is shining and there is a really great sense of spring. I'm walking through a field here of cows. They're out and they're eating the grass. The grass is growing, and of course it also means for a lot of dairy farmers around the country, the beginning of the calving season. It's going to be very busy on the 18,000 or so dairy farms around the country. And over the period of this year, over 2 million calves will be born on all beef and dairy farms. But these next 6 to 8 weeks are in particular the busiest on dairy farms. And I've come to one such farm here outside Cuff's Grange near Kilkenny to meet one farmer who is just at the beginning of the busy spring calving period.
Eamon Sheehan is a young dairy farmer milking just over 200 cows here on the family farm near Cuff's Grange.
Thanks very much. You can keep your mask on, don't worry. We keep them on. So I'm getting a great greeting here with all these weanlings. Busy time for you.
Yeah, getting there. We're just at the start of calving, I suppose. We're due around the 8th of February and calving has kicked off, I suppose, the last 4 days. We had our first calf on the 31st of January.
Right. And how long will you be calving for?
We have 217 cows calved, and the last of those are calved on the 1st of April is the last 2 days.
All right, okay. Well, we'll move away from the shed here.
Eamon's father, Eamon Sr., moved from Laois to Kilkenny in the early 1970s, running a successful welding equipment company alongside building up a suckler and tillage farm here.
On a very good dry gravel base here, so it makes getting cows out to grass very easy.
The family are also well-known horse breeders and bred a horse last year that went on to win the World Breeders' Championship.
Yeah, we've been fortunate, I suppose, the last couple of years. There was a mare line that my father and my brother Ronan had bought originally and off Tom Brennan. And just we had very good success with her progeny the whole way through. And one of her granddaughters, Cuff's Grange Cavadora, went on to win the 7-year-old World Breeders' Championship in Lanarkin last year. In 2019.
Right. Well, and we forget about last year. Really 2019.
Eamon Jr. spent a couple of years working with horses in the US before returning to farm here. And in 2013, it was switched from beef to dairying.
Yeah, you know, so we started off in 2013, we milked 70 cows and we kept 60 of our sucklers also. And then over the years, we built our numbers between, you know, 20 and 30 cows a year. So I suppose the last 2 years, we've, you know, our stocking rate has improved. We're no longer buying in any replacement stock. All our stock is homebred now the last 3 years. So, we're carrying just over 200 cows there at the moment. And, it's 240 would be where I'd see ourselves in the next year or two. I suppose a couple of reasons on that. The land base that we have is very suited to it. It's very early ground. We are able to maintain 285 days of grass throughout a normal year. So, it's good ground. It's a lot easier to manage the dairy cows, I find, than the sucklers when we had them had them over the years. And it allow, you know, both ourselves, my parents, and my wife and children to have a good standard of living out of it. There's my wife and kids actually coming on the ponies, homeschooling.
Lovely.
Hi.
Hi, Lois.
Hello there.
Hi,
how
girls.
Are you?
Damien O'Reilly, that's my wife Lois.
Lois, how are you?
And this is my daughter Julia, my other daughter Rachel, and my niece Sophie.
Rachel, Sophie, and Julia.
And Julia, yeah.
See you later. Bye bye.
The expansion in dairy farming in Ireland over the past 5 or 6 years is cited as a contributory factor to a deterioration in water quality, and agriculture continuing to contribute 1/3 of Ireland's total greenhouse gas emissions. So is enough being done at farm level to reduce methane levels and improve biodiversity breakdown?
Like, we have miles and miles of hedgerows here. Every year we planted extra hedgerows, extra trees. You know, we're very proud of our farm. And all that area is deducted off our area aid map. You know, and that needs to be included. I think if we include that area and we allow for the fact that that's able and capable of sequestering a large amount of carbon, then we can have a, you know, a mature conversation at that stage.
But the facts and the figures are there every year for us to see in black and white from the EPA in terms of water quality, air quality, soil quality, biodiversity loss, and agriculture accounts for one third of emissions.
Yeah, and I'm not suggesting that we should have a free pass in any way. We all have to account for, you know, be responsible in our approach, in what we do. And I take it very, very seriously here. You know, we have water courses running through the farm. They're fenced, they're maintained. You know, we don't plough anymore. It's all minimum min-till when we're reseeding. So there's no carbon released from ploughing. We've been using protected urea for the last 2 years, and we've had great success with it. And I'm very, very, very fond of it. I've had no issues. We've been using the dribble bar and trailing shoe for the last 2 years also. You know, so we're adapting to technology at every opportunity that we can.
We move from the fields to the calving shed, which will be busy for the next 8 weeks.
Yeah. So our first calf was on the 31st of January. Our due date is the 8th of February. And unfortunately, we haven't been off to the best of starts. Generally, I'd probably have a 3% loss rate on a bad year, and I've probably surpassed that already with a couple of stillborn calves. But we're lucky, we have the regional veterinary laboratory beside us. They're great in there, they've tested calves for everything. So far everything has come back negative, which is a positive, but it's a negative on the basis of not knowing what's next. I suppose the last 8 or 9 years have been very, very smooth, and I've had very little issues, so maybe it's all my good times are just catching up on me now, and we're getting rained on at the start. But look, hopefully a bad start is half the battle. That's the motto I'm going with anyway.
Okay, and then how long do you keep the calves on farm here before you sell them? And obviously you keep some of them as well?
Yeah, well, we keep the heifer calves until 12 weeks of age. And when they're weaned and at grass, a neighbour of mine, Brian Blackmore, is doing the contract rearing for us the last 2 years. So the heifer calves go to him, usually 50 of them, in the end of April, the middle of May. He keeps them until the second winter, so they come back here in calf. The beef calves then, we have the same customers every year from we're lucky. The beef calf is a valuable asset to us also, you know.
Right.
And our Friesian bull calves are still generating, you know, between 110 to 130 euros at 10 days to 2 weeks of age.
Okay, so there is a market for the bull calves, is there?
Yeah, still, very much so. You know, it's, I suppose...
Do they go for export, some of them?
Very few. Like last year, out of all the cows, there was 198 cows calved here last year, and 10 of them went for export.
Okay.
All the rest of them stayed for...
to be reared for beef.
By local farmers. Like, regardless of whether it's a heifer or a bull calf, you know, they have to receive the same care. It doesn't matter what they are. Like, every calf that lands here is treated, you know, the exact same way, and they have to be looked after. We can't afford for a bull calf to get sick, you know, because he's going to transmit sickness to the next calf and the next calf, and that's where the likes of colostrum is such a massive priority. You set those calves up with a good, you know, good gut health, good immunity from the very start, and you won't have any issues going forward.
Well, Eamon, we wish you the very best over the next few weeks. You've had a ropey enough start to calving 2021, but hopefully it'll get better from here on in until the end of March. Thanks for chatting to us.
Thanks a million, Damien. Good to have you here.
Yeah, that was Eamon Sheehan there on his busy dairy farm near Cuffs Grange in Kilkenny when the sun was shining, on Thursday when it was there. Big change today. He was also at pains, by the way, to point out there's not a one-man show there at this busy time of the year, because he's getting lots of valuable help during calving on the farm from his friends and colleagues, Michael Dempsey, Mick Wall, Wesley Smith, and his nephews Charlie and Tom, because they're homeschooling at the moment. They're knocking around as well. And of course, the boss man, as he says himself, and he referred to him there, Eamon Senior, his dad. So a busy place like so many farms across the country as we enter spring.